Hallelujah. I am thankful to God for who he is and for all that he has done. We do ask you to continue your prayers for the Melton family this morning, for even though they took him to the grave yesterday and he's resting easy, the family is still in grief. So I was so thankful to be able to, wasn't able to stay for the whole service, but I was able to go and pay my condolences to my friend and my brother and his family. Bishop Melton was a good man, loving, humble man, that when you sat and shared with him, he would quickly let you know he hadn't always been where he was. But truly, God made a great change in his life. And when you meet individuals that inspire you to try to be a better you, then you have met somebody. And that ought to be the type of life that we live, that we live so others can see some kind of Jesus in us. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. We are thankful to God for his grace and his mercy for allowing us this morning to assemble in this place of worship, just to exalt and magnify his holy and his matchless name, for he is truly a mighty good God. We come into this place this morning to worship him, to lift him up, and to give his name praise. And it should always give us joy this morning to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ. For as has been said many times, when all of God's children get together, what a good time there would be. When we join our forces and our praises together, God is pleased. God is a God that is without respect of persons. We should also be that same way. We should love one another. We should encourage one another. We should pray ye one for another. I know that we can and do serve and worship God alone, whether it be at home or in the car or on the job or wherever we might be. We don't have to be in the sanctuary to praise God. Aren't you glad to know that you have an opportunity to an access to praise God and to sort of interact with your relationship with him every day? Church house is not where it used to be, because there was a time that the church doors were never locked. Not only in the Catholic faith, but in our faith, there was a time that if you felt like I need to go down to the church and pray, I need to get by myself, you could go to the church and you could get in. Well, if you don't know, don't come down here shaking on these doors, because the police will meet you before you get your prayer. Things have changed. So now you can pray at home. And the same God that we consider to be in this place, he is at your house. Hallelujah. There is a praise right there. No matter what goes on in the house, if there's just one in there that love God, then God is in that house. And God is doing a work on those others that might be in the house that don't know God like you need him to know God. That one that you've laid on the altar, that one that you've been praying for, don't give up on them. God didn't give up on you, so why should you give up on somebody? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I feel good right now in my soul, for knowing that I serve a God that was right there at 5:06 this morning. And if I get back to the house, and that's an if I get back to the house, he'll still be right there in that house. Anybody looking to go back home and find Jesus right there? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Whomever it was that said, can't nobody do you like Jesus. You don't know nothing about that unless you tried him. He truly is the best thing that has ever happened to us. I know that he's a mighty God. I know that he is a God that ought to be lifted up. And I found out that when we draw and put our forces together, the power of God is magnified. There's no doubt that God has been good to all of us. And Jesus commands us to love one another as he has loved us. There is no greater love than that we receive of God. An unconditional love, a love that has no strings attached, a love that we can depend on any day of the week. Despite any of our faults, God still loves us. God is patiently waiting on us to make it up in our mind that I want to be on the Lord's side. And once you get on the Lord's side, once you know that you're in the hand of a mighty God, the Bible that I read declared that no man is able to pluck you out. So don't worry about it because the devil don't like it because you're blessed as you are. Yeah. Don't worry about it because you got some haters or some naysayers in the midst. But you just keep on looking up to those hills, knowing that you know where your help and your strength come from. Hallelujah. I thank God for the help this morning. For if it wasn't for the help of God, where would we be this morning? Despite our differences, despite ourselves, we are all made from the same dust of the ground. The same God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. That blood that we have in our bodies come from the same source. And what we need to understand is that whether we want to be or not, if you claim yourself to be a child of the King, then you are my brother or you are my sister. I don't care if you don't like me. You're my brother or you're my sister. And I got to give an account of how I treat you, not how you treat me. So let bygone be bygone. Let your yesterday be yesterday. And oh, taste and see that the Lord God is good. Good enough to wake you up this morning. Good enough to start you on another day's journey. Good enough to let you know that you didn't make yourself. Oh, I had the alarm on and I heard the alarm, but I woke up before the alarm went off. You ever woke up and looked at it and just to see what time it is. And if you still got a good hour, it encourages you. I might be able to get me another nap. Thank God for the hearing. Thank God for his mighty touch. Because one thing about it, sometimes you don't hear that alarm. Your body might be too tired. Whatever your mind might be too cloudy and too crowded. But when the Lord God gets ready, you open up those eyes. You open them up and you realize that you didn't hear the alarm. And you had somewhere that you needed to be. You jump up in a haste. Now we've come to where you can't jump up in a haste. You just get up and you move the best you can. Except the fact I'm already late, so ain't no need of pushing it down. Our mind has changed, but we have come to the conclusion that God is God. And the way that things are going on in this old world, we just glad to open up our eyes. Realize that we're yet still counted amongst the living. And so for that, we tell God thank you. I hope and pray that our intent this morning is to glorify God's holy name. Throughout this service, God has been praised. I heard the testimonies and the songs of Zion as we sat and we waited until time to come and do what God has sent me here to do. Sometimes it's all right to have thin walls. Heard Gloria in that testimony. She tossed and turned all night long. It's all right to be honest. It's all right to have some sleepless nights. But how many are glad that every night is not a sleepless night? That body of yours, you can go so long, but eventually it's going to shut down. So rest will come. And for that, I tell God, thank you. We come today to share a word. To bring not just words of warning, but a reminder of how our lives unfold. The Bible teaches us that in this life, No matter who we are or what we do in life, we will have trials and tribulations. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world. As believers, we know that we are not exempt from sickness, sorrow, or pain. We all have had good days and bad days. And I want to let you know that no matter how good you feel today, if you live long enough, some more bad days are going to come. How many of you are glad to know that you can't consider all day to be a bad day? If you are one that's having a bad day and it lasts all day, God bless your very soul. But sometimes, even though you may wake up and your day is not going quite well, somewhere in the midst of it all, God makes everything just get a little bit better. You know how it is, you tell yourself, if I get up and stir around a little bit, I ought to feel a little bit better. But think about that man or that woman that all day long, their bodies is going through pain. All day long, their mind is crowded. All day long, they have that feeling that I just don't feel like things are going to work out. But I'm so glad I serve a God that has a way of changing us. I thank God I serve a God that is just, a God that has no respect of persons, a God that we can always depend on, a God that allows his rain and his sunshine to bless us despite what we may be going through or who we are. One thing we got to know, that regardless of how often we resist the devil, trouble will come in our life. We say it oftentimes, if it ain't one thing, it's always another. Every time I turn around, it's one thing after another. Something else to contend with. You get one thing worked out, and before you know it, there's already something else knocking at your door. One thing breaks, and before you can get past that, something else has fallen apart. Am I talking to anybody in here? Don't you know that the enemy is out to rob you? The enemy is out to steal your joy. But I thank God that this joy that I have, it did not come from the world, and I'm not going to let the world take it away. Anybody got joy this morning? For the Bible declared, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, glory be to God. I thank God for who he is and for all that he has done. As we shared with the church on Tuesday night, the devil is still running loose, looking for somebody to destroy. And you might just be the one this morning. You might be the one that he's trying to rob. He is out to get you. He want to take you. He want to mess you up. He want to change your positive way of thinking. The devil is a crude operator. He is one that you can't depend on in no way whatsoever but to give you trouble. We must know and understand that in the best of us, there is some bad. And the worst of us, thank God there is some good. You can't always judge the book by the cover. Sometimes they look like a heavenly being, but on the inside, they've been disguised and they're nothing but wolves. You have to understand that it's not going to be your way, all the time. But there are times when you just got to let God be your God. You got to know that in the flesh, we have two natures. There's a strife between the two. We got a good side and we got a bad side. Anybody ever said, don't catch me on my bad side, because you catch me on the wrong day. Hallelujah, Jesus. On your wrong day, you don't have the same conversation that you have on your good day. And don't so easily allow the enemy to use you as his vessel. Don't let him make you say any and everything. You heard that you got to think before you speak. Most of us hadn't learned that just yet. We said and did, then we sometimes we apologize and sometimes we don't care what comes out of our mouth. There's a battle going on. And that battle is not across the country. That battle is right there inside of you. You have two natures. You got a good side and you got a bad side. And I'm so glad that God is able to take control of the bad side and bring you back to the good side. But there are times that you got to have a desire to get back on the Lord's side. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Paul puts it like this. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Sometimes the thing you know you ain't got no business doing. Because your flesh like to do it, you do it anyhow. Am I talking to anybody in here? Now I know we got some folk that been delivered. But you hadn't forgot where you come from. Hallelujah. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then is no more that I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will to present with me, but there to perform that which is good, I find not. I know what I ought to do. Mama taught me good manners. But I still don't have sense enough to say yes, ma'am, and no, sir. The Bible taught us thou should not steal. But how many of you know we still got some sticky finger folk? Don't care who you are. Some folk will steal from their mama and their daddy. So if they steal from home, you know they'll steal from you. When I would do good, evil is also present. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that what I would not, it's more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Then I find a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Anytime I try to do the right thing, the enemy always got somebody lurking, somebody with their eyes on you, somebody got their mouth on you this morning. But don't you know what they say don't mean that that's what it is? You know you ought not talk about nobody. Didn't they tell us that if you don't have anything good to say? Uh-oh. They just cleaned these lights yesterday. When I want to do the right thing, something always gets in the way. Well, now, stop pointing the finger and trying to find somebody to define the fault in and to blame. For the strife between the two natures, the Bible declares, is within us as individuals. I'm so glad I'm not what I used to be. I thank God that I'm still striving to be what he wants me to be. But in the midst of all, my body is still caught up in this flesh. While I'm in the flesh, I know that God will be right there with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is also in my members. Stop talking about the devil made you do it and let the devil go. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law, but with the flesh the law of sin. So you got to make up in your mind who you're going to serve. There is a conflict that arises in the midst of us. But I'm so glad to share with you that you got to override the power of the flesh. The only way to override the power of the flesh, you got to let sin go. Know that the war of the law of the mind, Paul cries out how wretched he is. As we look in the mirror sometime, we ought to be able to say, oh, wretched man that I am. I need you to deliver me. I need you to do what nobody else can do. For even though you might try to do the right thing, I want to let you know the evil is going to be somewhere in the midst. Now, I talked about a man by the name of Job. The Bible declared there was a man in the land of Uz. His name was Job. Perfect and upright. Feared God and eschewed evil. There was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of the men of the East. Job was somebody. Job was somebody that you could look up to. Job was somebody that God himself could depend on. The Bible declared that his sons and his daughters, as they were there, they began to sit and drink in the elder's brother's house. And it was then when the days of their feasting was gone about, Job sanctified them, rose up early in the morning, offered burnt offerings and prayed to God. Lord, bless my daughters. Lord, bless my sons. Lord, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Just in case they do the wrong thing. Lord, I'm going to make amends for them right now. Somebody said that somebody prayed for me. See, when you were out there at the loose booty, mama and daddy was at home praying for you, hoping that you got home all right, hoping that no harm, hurt, or danger came upon you. Anybody ever traveled down to the Eagle? Didn't have no clubs in Lexington. But you would find out where the good time is. God gave you traveling grace and mercy. Got in there and danced your legs off. Drank what you could afford to drink. God brought you back up the road. I'm talking to somebody in here. I might have saw somebody in there myself. I remember. Ain't got no business going there. But when I will do good, evil is also present with me. I was dancing with a woman named Myra. You talking about looking like an angel? I couldn't have danced no how. And her good looks made me dance worse than what I could dance. I was just going through the motions. Look what God put in the front of my eye. Don't never forget where you come from. Don't never forget when you point the finger at that drunk right walking up and down the road. You haven't been too long sobered up yourself. But now, they couldn't say that about Job. Job was just. Job was upright. And so the devil don't like it when you serve God in a mighty way. The devil don't like it when everything that comes your way don't bend you all out of shape. Because God has his ever-watching eye over you. And at that time when the devil think that he got you, and instead of cussing, you pray. What mighty God we serve. So the Bible declares, I'm going to finish up here. There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And who came with them but Satan? The Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God, and he escheweth evil? Satan answered the Lord and said, do Job fear thee for not? In other words, does Job not have a reason why he don't serve you like he do? For thou hast made a hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he hath on every side. And thou hast blessed the work of his hands, that his substance is increased in the land. In other words, you done blessed Job. Job is a rich man. Job got any and everything that he wants. You done put a wall of protection all around here. Did the Bible declare that in the time of trouble, God will hide you in his mighty pavilion? So that same head that he had around Job, it's around you if you recognize it. Look at Satan. Can't stand Satan. Put forth thy hand now. Touch everything that he got. And he will curse you by at thy face. Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Satan is glad when he get his way. God gave him the opportunity. God allowed him, go ahead and do what you want to do to Job. Don't you know when you got clear rein to mess up somebody's life? And if God himself gave them that rein, then can't nobody say that you're in the wrong. But wrong is wrong no matter who does it. So I'm so glad to let you know that there comes a time that every man, every woman is going to have a bad day. I want to share with you the makings of Job's bad day. Good as the Lord had been to brother Job. Bible said there was a day when his sons and his daughters, they were eating and drinking wine in the elder brother's house. There came a messenger unto Job, said the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them, took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped along to tell thee. Don't you know there always is a messenger to bring you some bad news? Anybody got some folk that rather tell you bad news than tell you some good news? But I come to tell you some good news. That even though you have some things going on, one thing after another. For the Bible said, while he was yet speaking, there came also another. Said the fire of God has fallen upon heaven. Burn up the sheep and all of the servants. Consume them, and I only am escaped to tell you. Hallelujah. What's next? Well, when I look down here in the Bible, said while he was yet still speaking, another came and said, the Chaldeans have made three bands, fell upon the camels, carried them away. Yea, they slain all of the servants with the edge of the sword. But I got out of there, and I come to let you know, Job, there's still some bad news to come. What's next? Well, while he was yet speaking, there also came another. Said, the sons and thy daughters, they were eating, they drinking wine in your elder brother's house. Behold, there came a great wind out of the wilderness, shook the house down. The house collapsed on them. Brother Job, I'm sorry to let you know that all your sons and your daughters, they are dead. Now that's one tragedy after another. And I can hear Job saying, what's next? But Job decided, rose up, rent his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground, worshiped his God, said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord have taken away. So I just stopped by to let you know that I don't care what comes next. Job didn't sin against God. So when trouble comes in your life, don't worry about how bad it sounds. Don't worry about who brought the bad news. Don't worry about one thing comes after another. But all you got to say is like Job, I want to know what's coming next. I got one trouble after another. But I'm glad that I got the Lord on my side. He took four disasters to wipe out the life of Job. All of his wealth, all of his family, lost everything that he got. But I come to tell you, we got a God that'll give you back everything that you lose. Anybody glad this morning to know that you serve a mighty God? A God that when trouble comes, don't matter how many times one thing go down, you got to trust the power of God. One thing after another, I serve a mighty God. I may have been down on yesterday, but I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for giving my strength back. I thank God for another day's journey. Oh, devil, send me what you may. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Knock me down, but I'm going to get right back up. We got any bounce back folk in here that love God with all of your heart? It's been one thing after another. Have it ever made you want to say, what's next? What I got to go through next? But I want to let you know that the God that we serve, the God that we belong to, the God who sits high and looks down low, he knows what's coming down the path. So you got to get your house in order. Know that everything going to be all right. I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God. I'm so glad that I serve a good God. I'm so glad that I serve a healer this morning. And I don't care. Break down what's real. And whatever comes next, God will still bless us. He is blessing us even now.